Does the Lord hear our prayers? It may be the case where we are praying and we get no response from God. Even Mother Teresa, I still like to use the term Mother Teresa. We all know her, you know, because now Saint Teresa of Calcutta, but I think we all finally remember her as Mother Teresa. Even she experienced spiritual dryness in her life. Now, remember when I first came here a couple months ago? I told you, I only tell you the truth. God hears all our prayers, and no is an answer to a prayer. Parents, how often do you say no to your children? Quite a bit, really. Why? Because you know what's best for them. Same thing with our Heavenly Father. He knows what's best for us. I've used this example in the past. Parents, you tell your toddler children to stay out of the kitchen. They cannot see the boiling pot of hot water on the stove that can easily tip over and scald them. So you tell them, no, stay out. You know, parents, we're up here and children are down there and the stove is right there. They can't see the stove. Imagine God's perspective over us. Do you see the analogy? But we know better. We are intelligent, enlightened individuals, and we all know what's best for us. We don't need to be told no. Why would a loving God allow us to suffer? Well, there's a problem in that. That's arrogant presumption in that attitude. Remember, Jesus told us that we have to be like children to enter the kingdom of God. To have childlike trust in Him. You know, children have an instinctive trust to their parents, always running to you with open arms, seeking you out when they've got problems. We have to have that same childlike trust in Him, that even through our trials and sufferings in this present age, we know that He will bring us home to Himself. Mother Teresa may have not gotten an answer to her prayers, and she may have even heard no directly, yet she remained faithful. And look what she accomplished. I always make fun of sister that, you know, sister's that tall. Well, Mother Teresa was that tall. This short Albanian nun. Look what she accomplished. Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Our responsorial psalm reminds us, if today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. It seems kind of, it's like, why should we harden our hearts if we hear God's voice? I thought we'd be overjoyed when we hear God's voice. Remember what I just told you. No is an answer to a prayer. And sometimes when we hear God's voice in that way, our hearts can become hardened. Sometimes it is hard to hear the will of God. Just like that child not understanding why they're being told to stay out of the kitchen, we may have that same attitude toward God. Remember, His ways are above our ways. Here is the secret to life. I promise you, this works. When you conform your lives to the will of God, you will be happy. I guarantee it. Everything we have received in this life is a gift from God, including the cross. And how do we grow our gifts? So remember the parable of the talents, right? God gave each, or this landowner gave each one of his servants one coin, 5 coins, 10 coins. The one with 10 made 20, the one with 5 made 10, the one with 1 didn't do anything. He buried it in the ground. You have to grow the gifts God has given you. And you use those gifts for the building of the kingdom, to be a channel of His grace in our lives and in the lives of others. Even our sufferings can be a channel of grace. Beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. Here's Paul writing to Timothy. Paul ordained Timothy a presbyter, a priest, a young man struggling with his ministry. And of course, Paul writes these 3 letters to Timothy, encouraging him to be a good presbyter. Stir into flame the gift of God you have received through the imposition of my hand. What gift did he receive? The power of the Holy Spirit through the sacrament of holy orders. Paul encourages Timothy to continue in his ministry. For God did not give you a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power, love, and self-control. We've all been empowered. We receive that superabundant outpouring of the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives and the sacrament of confirmation, so that we can go out and do mighty works in His name. We are called also to love abundantly. How much do we have to love? That much. Till it hurts. Remember, love is not a feeling. Love is work. Love is sacrifice. Love is a total gift of one to the other. And finally, self-control. Remember, we are human beings. We are prone to sin. God gave us basic instincts in our lives for us to survive, but they have to be tempered with human reason, human intellect, and the law of God. You are hungry. What do you want to eat? The bacon double cheeseburger or the poached salmon and steamed broccoli? I know what I want, but I'm going to eat what's healthy for me, because I've reached that age where I have to start paying attention to everything that hurts, because something may be wrong. Do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for His sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. We have to testify to the power of God in our lives. Oh, Father, that sounds too Protestant. We have to testify. We have to give witness. Yes. What has Jesus done for you in your life today? What did He do for you yesterday? What did He do for you the day you suffer greatly? You see, you build the kingdom by spreading the gospel message. That does not mean just reading aloud from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How has Jesus helped you in your trials and your suffering? Quote attributed to St. Francis, spread the gospel, use words if necessary. Is it going to be easy? Of course not. We are human, and we still have failings in our lives. That's why He gave us the sacrament of reconciliation. That's why He gave us the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. So that when we falter, when we stumble and fall, remember, He fell three times as well, we can turn to Him who knows our pain and our sufferings more than we realize. After all, He was fully human. He suffered the agony of the cross. The beauty of these sacraments of healing, reconciliation, and anointing of the sick. Jesus is the divine physician. He cures us of our ills, both spiritual and physical, if we allow Him. As our catechism teaches us in the definition of a sacrament, the sacraments bear fruit in those who receive them with the required dispositions. That's a lot of high church words. You want the simple version? You gotta want it. You gotta want Jesus in your life. You gotta want to be healed. And sometimes our humanity gets in the way of our own healing. The sin of pride. I can do this all on my own. Why should I go in the box and confess my sins to Him? That's Jesus in there. He wants you. He seeks you out to heal you. And if He comes searching for you and you turn your back on Him, guess what? He's just going to keep on going. Even the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Faith is an ever-growing virtue. It will be tested. And the more you're tested, the more your faith will increase. And that's when you testify to the strength of Jesus in your life. You want to see suffering? Well, we already know the story of, we already know the passion and death of Jesus, all right? The book of Job. Here is a man who had everything and lost everything, but yet remained faithful. And in the end, he was rewarded with more than he ever had. Same thing with us. If we remain faithful, we will be rewarded with more than everything that we've ever had. Jesus' teaching in today's gospel is hard. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do." What were we obliged to do? To love. Remember, love is sacrifice and work. The trials and tribulation of our lives. We have to accept everything that comes to us. But remember, He is an all-loving and merciful God. And He wants our love to grow even stronger. All we need to do is trust Him and reach out to Him.